learned how to detox my cleaning supplies and beauty products and food. And that's what I went into really deeply in my book, and in my home, and the cleaners I was using, from everything from my kitchen to my bathroom to my shampoo. Because as you know, I'm sure you're the same way. Growing up, did you know there were chemicals and all this stuff? I mean, I didn't.
Right. You assume you're being kept safe when you buy these things. Or if there's a flower on the bottle, then it must be clean, right?
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As an anthropologist and naturopathic doctor, I work with entrepreneurs and go-getters to optimize the health and performance of these world-changing innovators. Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there. Today, I am speaking with Amy Valpone. Amy is an author and health advocate from New York City. She hosts all of her ideas on thehealthyapple.com and is the best-selling author of Eating Clean, the 21-day plan to detox, fight inflammation, and reset your body. Amy and I had a really incredible discussion today, and at the end of the day, what we talked about was the hero's journey. Amy had this health crisis in her own life, and when traditional medicine was not able to find solutions for her, she went looking for something different. She was on a quest, and eventually she became an evangelist. We talk about mold, Lyme disease, endocrine disorders, coming to the very brink of your life and really truly rediscovering health and what that means. Amy talks about being outside of her body, living this corporate lifestyle where she pushed and pushed and pushed, and then truly understanding what it meant to feel what was inside of her. Amy is this beautiful example of following the journey, taking what is handed with to you and turning it into something absolutely incredible. Her platform, thehealthyapple.com, is filled with inspiration around how to change your life in a systematic way that looks at functional medicine and puts it into play in everyday life. This interview was enlightening for me. We had a fantastic conversation. And I think what Amy does really well is she allows you to identify with this journey of health. She makes it very, very real. And every time she says things, you go, oh, that was me. Oh, that was me. I totally understand that. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. And I can't wait for you to hear what she has to say. All right. Well, Amy, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we had the opportunity to meet each other down in Expo West a few weeks ago, and it was one of those classic things where we were telling each other what we were each wearing and what pole to find each other by, because this convention is absolutely huge. And I knew the second I saw you and we engaged in conversation, I was like, I need to know this woman better. She has this incredible story and energy, and I'm really just so excited that we're going to have the chance to sit down today.
Thank you. I'm so excited too. Yeah, it was great to meet you, and it's always fun meeting new people, especially at huge events, the ones that really stick out and you connect with. So it was lovely connecting.
Yeah. And you know, and one of the things I think that was so wonderful about that short time that we spent together was we just kind of jumped into your story, and your story is so instrumental to what I would now call your mission and your purpose. Can you share that story with us and that journey from being sick to being in this place of vibrancy and health?
Sure. So the full story probably takes about 5 hours, but I will try and snip it up a little bit. So let's see, about 10 years ago, I was, you know, living here in Manhattan, working in a corporate job, and my legs started swelling with about 40 pounds of fluid, and no one knew what was wrong with me. I mean, you name it. I went to the doctor. I had everything from bone marrow biopsies to, you know, blood work done every week, went to vascular surgeons, went to rheumatologists and hematologists, and it got so out of control, and my blood work was like surprisingly a mess, even though I really wasn't feeling sick. And they discovered all of these weird things that were going on in my body. And after, you know, weeks of spending every other week getting blood work done at St. Vincent's Cancer Center here in New York City, after thinking they had I had leukemia, they were like, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. We've sent you to, you know, 50 doctors. Everyone's guessing. No one has answers. You know, I was on steroids. I was on painkillers. I was on water pills. And so they sent me to Mayo Clinic. And I went to Mayo Clinic for a whole week. And all my friends thought I was on spring break. And, you know, no one really knew what was going on. And so they did another bone marrow biopsy out there on me because, again, they knew nothing what was going on. And they said on Friday, you know, Miss Valpone, your insurance isn't covering you anymore. We need to release you and we can't find anything wrong with you. And so I literally went back home and was like, okay, well, I guess I just have to live like this. Until a few weeks later, I was working with a rheumatologist in the hospital for special surgery. And I was on tons of antibiotics for everything, which I'm sure you are very familiar with, like SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and tons of gut issues. And I ended up contracting C. diff colitis, which, as you know, I'm sure is deadly. And so I had exhausted all the hospitals in New York and New Jersey. And so my parents took me down to a hospital in Philadelphia. And, you know, sure enough, it was C. diff. And, you know, they pretty much said, like, you know, you have 24 hours to live. Everybody was in gowns. Nobody could even come in the room. It was a pretty intense moment. And I was on disability for my job. And so at that moment, I'll never forget, my human resources department from my corporate job called me, and I was laying there with morphine dripping into my arm. My parents were in gowns. Like, I don't even think I was conscious. And I picked up the phone somehow, and they said, Amy, we think you're kidding about this whole disability thing because you started this blog and you're writing it on your blog. And I was like, this is insane. And I was like, you know, back in the flip phone era. So I slammed the flip float or like shut the flip phone. And my parents were like, who was that? And I was like, that was my human resources department. They think I'm kidding because I wrote a blog post on this new blog I created last week. And my dad turns to me and was like, seriously? And I was like, you know what? They don't care about me. Like, they don't get it. And I'm never going back to that job ever again. And I said, I'm just going to take my website, which I had created called thehealthyapple.com. I'm just going to take it full time and come out about my story and talk about my story and help other people suffering. And I'll never forget, I went to bed that night saying to myself, if I survive, I will dedicate the rest of my life to helping other people realize they're not crazy and, you know, to get to the root cause of what's going on in their body. So long story short, I ended up discovering functional integrative medicine, which I'm sure all of your readers are familiar with, you know, how to really heal the body, get to the root cause of what's going on instead of putting a drug to kind of cover up the symptoms. And so I ended up finding all of these incredible things that Western medicine completely missed. Now, Western medicine is great for, you know, as you know, heart attacks, you break your arm, yada, yada. But when you're looking at something like imbalances in the body or like different kinds of traumas that have energetically happened and caused these emotional kind of disturbances in your body, you know, that some of us aren't even conscious of, these are things that Western medicine really can't pick up on. And so they found Lyme disease, which was undiagnosed for 10 years because we traced back my blood work to when I was like 5, probably 15, and then back when I was 7 years old. And my white blood cells were chronically low, like 1.2 when I was like 7 years old and no one caught it. So it was until I was 22 that finally someone caught it. And it was my legs blowing up that pretty much saved my life and caught it. They also found tons of heavy metals, mold that was off the charts. I had to get my mercury fillings removed through a vacuum, obviously, as you know, so the mercury isn't drawn to the brain and the organs. Tons of SIBO and candida and parasites and pathogens and polycystic ovarian syndrome and hormone imbalances. And I mean, it just, hypothyroidism. And I'll never forget, I know that's very overwhelming to say, but I'll never forget sitting there and being like, this is insane. I just spent 5 years and like hundreds of thousands of dollars of Western medicine. And yes, they saved my life in many ways, but no one found any of this. Like, what were they doing? And I just was like, at first it was anger. And then I was like, okay, you're just going to channel this anger to come out with it on your website. And so once I came out with it and said, you know, here's what I'm suffering from, my website really took off. Because before that, you know, as you know, everyone thinks you're like, thought I was like anorexic or bulimic or had some weird thing going on with me because we couldn't explain what was going on. So that's, you know, that's a snippet of my story, but it's been, you know, a 10-year journey. And even after functional integrative medicine, I've had to dive deeper and go deeper into the healing work and realizing that, you know, it's nothing changes overnight and fixes overnight. You know, to really heal the body, it takes time and a lot of patience.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think your story hits home for so many people because I think the interaction people frequently have, and listen, I say this with respect to what Western medicine can offer, but they come home and their partner or their spouse or their friend will say to them, how was your appointment today? And they'll say, oh, you know what? I saw my doctor. They say, I'm fine. And I say fine in quotation marks. And it's like, you know, if you're working with high achievers everywhere else in your life, you want amazing. You want incredible. Fine is like the lowest possible standard you're going to execute on. And your health is what gets you there. And yet our standard for that is fine. And our metric for that is, well, you know, your blood work looks normal. Therefore, you must be fine. Right. And I think what you're talking about is the body in a big picture perspective. We're not looking at organs through straws anymore. We're looking at how does this work as an entire system? And I think what you are doing and sharing is so critical because this is the story that so many people have. I know there's people sitting listening to this going, oh, this is totally me. I totally get it. And I hope for people there's bells going off, right? That, you know, the symptoms on your skin might have something to do with the symptoms, your digestive symptoms, or the swelling or pain in your joints might have something to do with a different exposure. And when people are sick and nothing's working like you were, there's three things that we tend to look for clinically, and you had all of them, right? Toxicity, stealth infections. Lyme is an epidemic, and it is a stealth infection in that it goes in and hides. And mold. Why do you think you were susceptible to these things in the first place?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question. So I talk about, you know, I wrote a book last year called Eating Clean, the 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. And it's a cookbook, you know, all anti-inflammatory recipes. But in the very front, the first 200 pages is really my story and what detox really means and how I really learned how detox gets rid of a lot of these things. And so the reason I bring that up is because I go into great detail about methylation, which, you know, I'm sure you're very familiar with as well. And it's this MTHFR, right? And so I am missing one of these enzymes or genes, you know, from this MTHFR. And when you're missing one of these two sort of, you know, genes, what happens is you are then more susceptible to not being able to detox. So you can say, I mean, some people say, you know, you have a handicap to detox, but I don't like to use the negative term. So I like to say, you know, you're more susceptible to the accumulation of toxins in your body. So the way I kind of break it down for my clients is, you know, if you and I grew up together, we were twins, we were brought up in the same house, we ate the same food, there was mold in the house, you know, all of these different things. We ate the same, drank the same tap water, ate the same foods, yada, yada. I'm fine, but my twin brother gets chronically sick. And so, you know, he has mold and heavy metals and all these things. And I'm like, that's weird. I don't have any of this. And so what someone told me years ago is, well, the government won't really understand and won't say, oh, it's the mold in the house making you sick, because if it was the mold in the house, the whole family would be sick. And it really put a light bulb moment on for me, because I was like, wow, no one in my family has heavy metals or mold or any of this, but I have all of this. And it was really a large part of it because I'm missing this MTHFR. And so I then accumulate these pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics and growth hormones and toxins in tap water and car exhaust and, you know, all these things that my body just can't detox as efficiently as someone that does have both of these genes. And so it's really important to get that testing done. And so I think there's this, you know, last year when I wrote the book, I had, I think it was Mark Hyman that told me 35% of people are missing one of these, you know, SNPs of the MTHFR. And people don't know about it because Western medicine doesn't test for it. And so I had to then learn how to really detox and support my body through methylated folate and B12. But really more importantly, learn how to detox my cleaning supplies and beauty products and food. And that's what I went into really deeply in my book and my home and the cleaners I was using, from everything from my kitchen to my bathroom to my shampoo. Because as you know, I'm sure you're the same way. Growing up, did you know there were chemicals and all this stuff? I mean, I didn't.
Right. You assume you're being kept safe when you buy these things. Or if there's a flower on the bottle, then it must be clean, right? In this journey, was there an aha moment where you went, okay, like I'm abandoning one way of thinking or evolving from one way of thinking to something new? Like, was there a point or was it an evolution?
It was definitely an evolution, because if the way I live right now, if you told me to live like this 10 years ago when I was working at Vogue magazine, I would have said, lady, get out of my face. Like, I don't even have time to like go to the bathroom. I'm so busy. And so I remember my corporate job. I mean, I used to eat my lunch in the bathroom. That's like how crazy my job was. And I look now that I've dived more into really understanding what's really going on behind the scenes with cortisol and my adrenals and the stress response, and how, you know, in the beginning of all this with functional integrative medicine, I was on like 50 supplements and doing all the protocols and coffee enemas and Epsom salt baths and infrared saunas. And I was like, I'm going to do it all. And what I didn't realize was you can do it all and eat perfectly, which I was doing, and take all the supplements in the world. But if your body is still in this chronic stress state, nothing's going to happen. And I probably wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars on all these things to try to help me, but my body was still in this chronic state, even though I didn't know it. I was in this fight or flight response. And so I'm very high energy.
No.
type A, go-getter personality. And I have had to learn how to slow down, which has been very interesting and beautiful at the same time. But it's been really challenging the last few years, just even learning how to breathe, like from my belly, and, you know, how to focus on different things like my sleep and getting my circadian rhythms back in sync, you know, getting into bed by 10, waking up around, you know, 6, 7 o'clock a.m., you know, whereas I'd go to bed at midnight, 1 a.m. and wake up at 8 and think that was fine. And because, you know, the doctor makes sure you're getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but no one tells you when you should be going to bed, when you should be waking up to get your hormones and your cycle and everything going. And so I'll share this really quick little part that probably will make the rest of your listeners fall out of their chair. But 4 years ago, I'm a very tiny person, like, you know, 5'2", 100 pounds. And 4 years ago, I started putting this weight on and I was like, this is weird. Like, I eat so clean. I don't really know what's going on. And I went to a doctor and he said, you know, you're estrogen dominant, and it's not even that you have high estrogen, it's just that you have zero progesterone. And, you know, he gave me progesterone cream, which was wonderful. And so I put the progesterone cream on, lost literally like, I think like 20 pounds in like a week. It was insane because it was all fluid. But what happened is I lost my period. And so he kept overdosing me on the progesterone cream and increasing it until he literally overdosed me on it. And I gained 70 pounds and 5 days of hair from blonde to brown, and my entire endocrine system shut down. And this was 2 years ago. So the last 2 years, when I thought I was healed and normal, I had to sort of go back into my little bunker. And of course that kicked up chronic candida. And I mean, yeah, but there was a point where, I'll be honest, I laid there on the floor in my bathroom being like, I don't think I'm going to survive. But I realized this is, you know, I was like, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. My whole external appearance has changed. But now I look back, and even though I'm still carrying a little bit of extra weight and my hormones are still a little out of balance, I've learned how to slow down. And this was the biggest blessing in disguise, because it got me to go inward and start meditating and start relaxing my nervous system and starting to say no. And it taught me to really take my power back, which I gave my power away to every doctor and every person that I ever went to. So I think that's really important. I knew I shouldn't have kept increasing that progesterone cream. And I still went against my own intuition and listened to this authority figure, because I thought, you know, I have to listen to him. And now in hindsight, I realize, wow, I don't even trust myself. And I think this is a huge, huge part of healing. We don't trust ourselves. We trust someone outside of ourselves. And as I said in my first book, you know, does your doctor go home with you? Does he know what you eat and drink and how you sleep and your relationships and the love in your life? And if he does, please give me his phone number, because, you know, they don't see your whole life. And I think that you really have to, going to doctors is amazing. We, you know, to doctors and our healers and practitioners and naturopaths, chiropractors, whatever it may be. But I think also we need to work with them and not just let them drive us to what we don't really feel like is right for our bodies.
Right. And the goal, you know, the goal in my practice, and I know a lot of my other colleagues who practice functional medicine, the goal is really that we're handing all the power back to you. So, you know, people say all the time, do you have room in your practice? And I say, of course I have room in my practice because I try to get people better, right? Yeah. We want to give you the tools so that you can do it yourself. There's two things that you touched on, Amy, that I think are really key, and I kind of want to explore those a little bit more. And maybe I'm putting my own labels on them, but I feel like there was a transition in your story where you were pushing and driving and driving, and working that corporate job, and suddenly you had this crisis, and now you were living this life of purpose. And I want to explore what that means with respect to your health. And whether or not you feel like when people have purpose, they live healthier lives, they make better choices, they pay more attention. Do you find that?
Oh, completely. And I think, you know, getting like much deeper into my own body, I mean, I'll never forget, I used to go to these like energy workers and they were all like, you're not even in your body. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm in my body, like I'm right here. And they're like, no, you don't get it. You're not even in your body. You're so in your head and so out there. You're not even focused on your body. And so at the time I had no idea what it meant. I was just like, they're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. And now I'm like, wow, I wasn't. And so getting deeper into like this kind of spiritual practice and just even, you know, or call it whatever you want, just mindfulness, quietness, and starting to feel this huge divide between how I was spending the majority of my life driving to be this like woman climbing the corporate ladder to, you know, make my father proud or whatever. And seeing like what kind of an impact I wanted to have, to be having on the world and in the world after everything I had experienced. And, you know, I just think that it really changed when you have experiences like what I've gone through, you and what a lot of your readers have gone through, and it changes your life forever. I mean, everything shifts. Your friends shift. The people you want to spend time with shift. The way you look at the world shifts. I mean, I used to just eat food and not even think about what was going on. Or I used to just get my period and be like, oh, it's my period.
So annoying.
PMS goes away. This is so annoying. And now I'm like, do you have any idea what your body's doing? Do you have any idea of like the magic going on right now inside your uterus? Like, no, we don't even, or like, you know, I'll see girlfriends who now I realize are not in their bodies and they're like, oh, I'm pregnant again. And I'm like, what? Like, it's just so crazy. It's like, you know, and I respect everybody's opinions, but it's just, it's mind blowing now that I'm on kind of the other side of this hump and I can see, I almost see myself 10 years ago. And it's like, you want to help everyone, but you can only, you know, you can only really do so much. But yeah, I agree completely. I think, you know, you grow in leaps and bounds. And I think the most beautiful part of it is the people in my life right now are unbelievable. I mean, it's like you, we met for what, 15, 20 minutes. And it was just like this instant, beautiful connection. And we just, even before this call, we just get into this deep conversation. There's like no barriers. It's just real. And I didn't really have that for most of my life. I mean, I always, you know, had friends and was always popular in school and all these things. And that was not the issue. It was like these deep, meaningful connections where you could just be you and talk without having the judgment or anything like that.
It makes such a difference. And, you know, I think these are such important topics. We can talk about diets and we can talk about supplements and all of these different things. There's two questions I ask my patients at the beginning of every intake. I ask one, what is their purpose? And two, when they look at me and say, what do you think is going on? I throw the question back to them and I say, what do you think is going on? And it's not the answers to those questions that matter to me. It's one, whether the person's like, oh yeah, this is why I get up every day, because that has a incredible determination on their outcome. And the second one is their response to the question when I ask, what do you think is going on in your body? And when people are in their bodies, they have an answer to that. They look at you like, oh, no one's ever asked me that. Here's what I think's happening. And it's empowering to them. And those people who aren't inside their bodies, I ask that question and they look at me, they're like, I'm paying you to tell me that. And they're not rude about it, but it's right then and there, it changes my whole approach and my understanding of where they're going to go with respect to their health and the amount of work we have to do to get them there. So, I mean, you're just so spot on because you're living that example. And, you know, I think that's going to be one of the most important things that people are going to take out of this entire conversation is that they need to understand their purpose and they need to trust what's happening inside their body.
Yeah. And also, I think like just in life in general, you can't do it all. You know, I mean, there's even people say to me, how are you on social media and how are you at these events and how are you speaking and how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm really not. Like my number one priority is my health. Number one, more over my job, over anything. Number one priority is my health. Then obviously comes, you know, family and work and all of that. But really to me, it's like, you know, there, what I see so much, and I'm sure you see it too, all my clients, they spend most of their time, maybe three quarters of their day on social media. And it's like, you can't, like, you have to pull yourself out of that world because number one, it's this comparison world, right? And number two, it's really, you look at people going through their Instagram feeds and what's their body reaction? I always say to my clients, put your hand on your chest the next time you go through your Instagram or Facebook feed. You will find yourself breathing from your chest and being like, because it's like, oh my God, look at her. Oh, look at this. Oh, I should be doing this. And it's this constant like gnawing at your body. And it's just, we don't realize what that's doing. You know, it's like that Dr. Bruce Lipton, like you have the ability to talk to yourselves. You know, you are really in charge here. So if you're kind of degrading yourself and doing all these crazy things all day long, you know, and not really getting back into your body and grounding yourself, you are going to be scattered and see all these kind of imbalances in your body. Do you know, does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. And that's why having authentic relationships like this are lovely, right? Because it's not founded on any of those pieces of one-upmanship. I want to talk, Amy, a little bit because you have a background as a chef. You are into food. Your book is beautiful. Let's talk about real food for a second. Do you have some staples in your cupboard or in your refrigerator that you eat on a regular basis that you just couldn't live without?
Oh, yes, definitely. So number one, you know, I had a lot of parasites and pathogens in my 20s. And so fresh vegetables to me, this might sound very odd to you and to your readers, but fresh fruits and vegetables are great. But for me, I had to be really careful because of parasites and pathogens, things like that from farmers markets. So as silly as this may sound, I am in love with the flash frozen vegetables from Whole Foods Market that are literally like $1.99 a bag. They're frozen broccoli and frozen cauliflower. Number one, because they're super cheap and everyone's always like, organic is so expensive. Number two, like they don't go bad in your fridge. And number three, I used to get, you know, so many different, my gut is, you know, still a little wonky from time to time from the C. diff. So I have to be careful. And so not to say that I don't eat tons of fresh vegetables, but I always keep, that's like the one thing if you come over, my freezer is always stocked to the brim with those because it's just something that I can easily rely on. And I know it's going to be something that's healthy, whether it's putting in a soup or a stir fry or, you know, roasting it or something like that. Number two is, well, I just started to be able to eat eggs and nuts and seeds as of like last year. So that's changed my whole life. So that's amazing. So definitely organic eggs and nuts and seeds. So I do not do pistachios and I do not do peanuts. And I, you know, lately I've been trying to stay away for a little bit from cashews just because of mold, because they kick up some candida actually recently. But almonds, walnuts, I do, you know, three Brazil nuts a day for my thyroid with the selenium, things like that. And I always have avocados. So avocados are huge. And so prebiotic foods obviously are really key for me. So like onions, you know, to feed that good bacteria, onions for me, I don't eat them raw, but I literally put them in like a Le Creuset on my stovetop on like a Monday in like a little bit of broth and just let them simmer and kind of bask in this kind of liquid for like an hour or so until they're literally like butter. And then I just put them on my meals throughout the week.
That so sounds divine.
A few things they are. And, you know, I keep my website and my cookbook. It's all plant-based, but I say, you know, I am not vegan. You know, I would say if you were to define me, but with a label, which I do not believe in labels, you would find me a cross between like a paleo vegetarian vegan because, or maybe paleo vegan because
a paleo.
Yeah. Because I don't like grains really don't work well for me at all. Grains and beans. I put a few of them on my website from time to time, but I do better without the starchy stuff, probably because of my past with candida and C. diff. But I do best with like lots of really good fats and lots of, I always need protein. So I did chicken for 10 years. And then, you know, last year, a good friend of mine, I don't know if you know Kelly Brogan, she was like, Amy, you need red meat. And I was like, no way. There is no way I'm eating red meat. It is so inflammatory. Everything I do is plant-based. I can't do it. And she was like, try it. She's like, you will help balance your hormones. And I was like, I don't believe you. Well, you're not going to believe this, but this is, I wrote about this on my website a few months ago. I ate one piece of red meat last July, and I kid you not. Now, I lost my period for 10 years, so I think everything was just like out of whack. This is not the normal person, but I craved red meat every single day from July until about 4 weeks ago, and I ate it every day for literally lunch and dinner, even if it was just a little piece. I'm not saying I was eating steaks, but like I needed a little bit of red meat. Maybe it was probably like iron and just a lot of those nutrients. But so that was really interesting for me. And then now my body's like back to normal and I can just eat whatever, you know, I don't need red meat. But I thought that was really interesting. And at first I was embarrassed to write about it on my website because I was like, oh gosh, these people are going to think I'm crazy. But I was like, if I don't share my, you know, authentic story about what's really working for me, then, you know, why am I doing this?
Yeah. And I, you know, I see that in practice all the time that there'll be this reluctance around red meat and women in particular, there's the iron and then the saturated fat, like the healthy saturated fat in grass-fed beef. It's amazing. It just turns your brain on. It supports your adrenals. It's like a, it's a secret weapon.
Totally. Totally. And I had no idea. And now I'm like, wow. So yeah, I do red meat, you know, like maybe 3 days a week. But again, I'm not eating like a conventional steak from a steakhouse. I'm eating like this amazing butcher in Manhattan. It all comes from one farm in New York, like grass-fed organic. And, you know, I have a little bit, you know, with my lunch or a little bit with my dinner or, you know, a little bit throughout the day. And yeah, I feel great. So, and that's what I wrote that even in my first book. I said, if you feel great eating a grass-fed burger, add it to some of these salads. But I love keeping my website and the first book plant-based. It's not to promote plant-based or promote vegetarian, which is not what I was promoting. It was more like I want people to learn how to make vegetables taste delicious without gluten, dairy, soy, sugar, eggs, corn, you know, peanuts. I kept all those foods out. So I was like, if I'm going to keep all those out, I want to show people what they can do with plants. And, you know, then add the chicken or, you know, whatever you want to add on top. But, yeah, those are a few of my staples. I'm trying to think of what else. I do a lot of spices. So like turmeric and cayenne and curry powder and cinnamon. You know, what's interesting is one of my acupuncturists last year said to me, you eat way too many raw foods and it's killing your spleen and it's affecting your hormones. And I was like, oh my God, all I do is eat raw vegetables. I literally right. just ate raw vegetables and like steamed chicken for like 10 years because it's all I could handle. It was like my life. It was like steamed chicken, raw vegetables. And she's like, you need to stop. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so since then I've been eating cooked vegetables, which is why I do more of the frozen because it's easier for me. And my digestion is amazing and it's helped like everything. And I'm like, wow, this is, it's amazing, you know, the difference. But again, I'm a different case. I'm not like the normal person walking down the street.
No, but you know what? That's really common. We see this all the time in clinic where people are, they think they're eating really well and they're having tons of salads. And they kind of, once they're finally ready to talk about bowel movements and digestion, they're like, things are really loose or really bloated or really uncomfortable all the time. And generally the recommendation is stop eating such cold food. So eat warmer foods, especially in the colder season, right? It's so critical. And I think that's one of those things that people are kind of walking around with, but no one talks about it. So I'm glad you were talking about it. This is your mission, right? Amy, you have so much, inside of you. Are there other books on route? Cause I'm kind of excited to read those too.
You know, there are, but I have to be honest, like when my book came out last year, the night before it came out, I was like, this was the most amazing experience of my life. And it was a huge book. And I said, you know, I want to be doing this when I'm 65 and right now I'm 34. So I don't, you know, my publisher and agent were like, we want another book. We want the book by next year. And I said, no. And I'll be honest, everyone thought I was crazy. Like everyone was like, you're going to lose your book deals. You're going to lose your agent. And I was like, no, I'm not. Because I have learned just to trust my body and trust myself so much that I'm like, I'll write like 4 or 5 really wonderful books in my life. And everyone will be a different stage of my journey to help people along that stage. I'm not in this to like become famous overnight or like make, you know, write a million books in 5 years. I just want to help people. I mean, I just relaunched my website, and what I said when it came out, I was like, this website and this book and all of my work really has nothing to do with me. Like, yes, it's my story, but it was just the catalyst for this beautiful life that, you know, I'm sharing with you now, but it's really about you. Like, it's to help you and to inspire you to make these changes or just see these things that, you know, other people really aren't picking up with, these imbalances that could be going on in your lifestyle or in your body.
Yeah, I like that. And I feel like this is a really good segue to this last question in the first part of the interview. And that is, how would you define health?
Ooh.
In 30 seconds or less.
How much time do I have?
I know. I was like, oh, she's going to need a time limit.
Health. Wow, that's a really good one. Health to me is completely different from what I thought it was a year ago, from what I thought it was 10 years ago. Health to me is listening to your body, not listening to anything outside of yourself, and to learning how to trust yourself and eating, drinking, and doing whatever makes you feel good. Because if someone gives you something or someone's telling you to eat something and it just doesn't feel right, you know, there's something that's getting shaken up there. I think it's really about listening to yourself and believing in yourself. And the very last thing is, like what I said before, realizing that you have the power. I mean, when I look back and people are like, how did you do this? I don't know how you went to 500 doctors in 10 years. And I really don't know the answer, you know, because I just numbed myself out and made this goal to heal myself. But when it comes down to it, you have to own your power and take your power back, because no one is going to heal you and no one is going to get you better. These, you know, a doctor, yes, doctors have healed me in many ways and my naturopaths, and they all have helped me. But if you don't do the work and you don't get your mindset and really figure out what's going on here in the deeper, what you said, like what you ask your clients, what do you think is really going on here? Until you go inwards and really figure it out yourself, all the supplements in the world and all the kale in the world isn't going to heal you. It really comes down to you. So that was like a 2-minute answer, but.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Each month, I'm featuring a new Anthropology quiz to help you unlock and uncover some of the physical performance blocks that may be holding you back from your true potential. This month, we're focusing on digestion. Why? Because it is the center of everything that happens with respect to your health. It's also something that we rarely like to talk about with our friends or colleagues. So we thought we'd put it in a quiz for you so you can have an understanding as to whether or not your bowel movements, digestion, and the way you are feeling are common or normal or amazing. To learn more or to take the quiz, head on over to meganwalker.com/anthropology quiz. Okay, Amy, we're going to move on to the second part of the interview. And these are just quick, rapid fire questions. I call them key performance indicators. So, in business or in a startup, your key performance indicators are those key things that you're looking at to know whether or not you are on the right track. And I find it so interesting to talk to my guests and look at the lifestyle things that I think are key performance indicators for their health. So your first question is, do you have a consistent morning routine? And if so, can you share it?
Yes, and this is something I'll be writing about on my website soon, because I just stopped drinking lemon water because I pretty much ruined all the enamel on my teeth per my dentist because I drank way too much lemon water. And so now I drink 2 cups of really warm water every morning when I wake up, and I meditate.
Nice. I like it. Fiction or nonfiction? What are you reading right now?
I read every mind-body book that you can even imagine. I mean, if I snapped the picture, you'd probably think I was nuts. It's funny, for the first, 8 years of my journey, all I read were medical books. And I literally threw out all my medical books. I almost just can't look at them anymore. They were all super helpful. But, you know, now to me, it's like, it's the mind and understanding, you know, how we're really structured, how the mind really is affecting the body.
I love this evolution. Hot beverage of choice. What is it and how do you prepare it?
Dandelion root tea, roasted dandelion root tea from traditional medicinals, and just straight up, which was so hard for me to do years ago when I was addicted to like stevia and all that kind of stuff. But now it's just straight up.
I love how you were addicted to stevia and other people are like, whoa, I'm still on sugar and Diet Coke, yeah. Right?
Well, that was actually really hard. Getting off the fake sugars was hard for me because the stevia actually was affecting my hormones, which I did not want to admit, but that was hard, you know, to get my taste buds to really stop, not just sugar, but to stop the fake sweeteners. That was like a detox in itself. But now it's like, I mean, you know this, it's like you once you're off of it, you're like, I don't even have a sugar craving anymore.
No,
you know?
Exactly. What do you do for fun or for play?
This is something I need more of in my life, because I was very isolated for the last 10 years, which is hard for a lot of people to understand because I'm so such an extrovert and so outgoing. And I'm learning on putting more fun in my life, but most of my fun is with myself. I have to be honest. I just dance and
so good.
I dance in my apartment like pretty much every day, and I live in Manhattan, so I live right near the water. I go out and do some earthing and lay on the grass and walk near the water, and that's happiness to me.
Amazing. Entrepreneurism. Are we born this way, or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
I just read this in an amazing article last night. That's funny. You know, when I worked at Vogue magazine, I'll never forget telling myself I could never be an entrepreneur. I could never do that. And I always just wanted to be this like little assistant to my big boss and like be taken care of. And boom, the universe kind of smacked me on my face about 12 times. And then then the human resources department called and I was like, well, this is the sign. I guess I got to take it by the horns and do it. And there was no like, oh God, I have to do this. It was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like there wasn't even like a question. So I think we are born with like our destiny, and certain things happen and you just take it and go.
I love it. I'm glad the universe slapped you that day and it was the start of your hero's journey. It's amazing. Your work is incredible, Amy. I know people are going to want to follow up with you. How can they find you? And can you share a little bit about some of the really cool programs that you've got on your website that people can access?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. So my website is thehealthyapple.com, and on social media, it's at thehealthyapple on, you know, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I don't even know whatever other social media networks
are out there
anymore. I can't kind of handle it. And then on my website, oh, and my book is called Eating Clean, the 21-day plan to detox, fight inflammation, and reset your body. So it's on stores nationwide, but Amazon's probably the easiest. And then I have a bunch of new programs. Thanks for bringing those up on my website. So everything from, you know, digestion solution for kids to irritable bowel syndrome to, you know, inflammatory bowel disease, dysbiosis, candida, you know, everything kind of under the realm of the gut and mind-body protocols. And I'll be putting a lot more mind-body on there. But yeah, they're fun. They're just easy. And those are just, you know, electronic. So they come nice and quick.
Fantastic. Amy Valpone, it is a pleasure as always to hear your infinite wisdom and learn about your journey and your incredible insights. And I can't wait for that next book. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Thank you. You're amazing. I'm so grateful. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Entrepology podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.